Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Praise God, we're so blessed that you're here. And today, we are even more blessed to be able to conclude a great two-part interview with Ruth Kreiner for you today. Now, if you missed any of the prior episodes, you need to go and catch up because the information she has shared with us is just outstanding. We've been discussing her latest book, Freedom from Bondage, God's Seven Steps for Freeing Captives from Secret Sins and Failures. And she was just dropping value bomb after value bomb yesterday. Now, today we're going to just back up just a shade in order to get in all seven steps that she's talking about in her book. But you need to go back and catch all the foundation for the book. She gave us the background on her background and how that led to her going into writing books that just bless Christians everywhere. And I highly encourage you to go ahead and catch up if you missed yesterday's episode. Right now, we're going to jump back into this interview as we go through the seven steps for freeing captives from secret sins and failures as she was given to this to writing her book by God, and it is an awesome book. If you haven't ordered your copy yet, go down to the show notes and order it while you're listening to this episode, because you will be blessed. Amen. Let's jump back into the interview now with Ruth Kreiner. Well, you outline seven steps to victory in your book. Can you briefly go over the seven steps for us to give our listeners a glimpse into what they'll receive when they order your book?
Okay. Well, it's kind of like it's kind of like the 12 steps in a way, but it's definitely Christ-centered.
Amen.
And the first step is just to admit you have a problem. And a lot of people do not want to admit they have a problem. They don't want to admit it because they feel as if they've failed. Failing is hard, and nobody wants to fail. So they pretend that they have control of this, and it's not the truth. The truth shall set you free.
That's right.
Over and over in the book, the truth will set you free. And of course, ultimately, the truth is Christ, because he says, I am the way, the truth, not a truth, but the truth. And the life. And so you come to realize that without Christ, there is no life. If he wasn't present, we would not be here.
That's right.
Amen. We exist because he is present. And the world that doesn't accept Christ exists because we are here. Mm-hmm. And so remind me of the question again.
Well, that was step one.
Step one. Step two.
What's step two?
That admitting that I have a problem and identifying the problem.
Okay.
Because in some people's mind, I put that in there because I felt as if that's when I sat down to write this book in the first place. I said, okay, what do you want me to write about? And it's interesting because he gave me step one, step two, step three, to seven steps. Mm-hmm. And so to identify the problem means that, yes, it kind of makes you not slip by the first step, mm-hmm, by admitting you have a problem.
Kind of reinforces the fact that you have a problem, right?
Yeah, because you have to identify it. Amen. Now. Amen. So it kind of forces you into facing yourself.
Amen.
And then, you know, how helpless you are. Because, it's like fighting the devil, you remember Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, many years ago, with a famous boxer. And if you climbed into the ring with somebody like that, you know, you could dance around and swing and do whatever you wanted to do, but you would find yourself flat on your face, on the ground, on the floor.
He'd even call it. He'd say, "I'm taking him out 2 minutes into the third round."
And yes.
That's when the guy would go down. If you were going into the ring, he is a problem.
And if you're going into the ring with the devil, he is your problem for sure. Amen. In fact, he begs you. He calls you out.
That's what Muhammad Ali's do. Come on, come on.
Yeah.
Not saying he's the devil. I'm not saying none of that. That's just an example.
Yes. Because he knows you're going to lose.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yep. Amen. Step three.
You know what? I'm have to look and see. What's step three? Being willing to give it up. Being willing to give it up. That brings you down to facing yourself in the mirror. And saying, okay, do you want this? Or don't you want this? You need to make a decision.
Yeah.
Do you want it or don't you? And then, of course, you know, you have to come to the place where you're willing to give up the control.
Is that step four, or is that still on step three?
I think that's step four. Giving up the control. Is it there? What's it? What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at you.
Okay. Okay. I thought you were looking it up. Anyway, yeah. You have to be willing to give the control over to God. Control is a big, big thing. It is in anybody's life. Mm-hmm. Control is enormous because what person does not want to be in control of their life? You know, how many times, get a grip, you know? Yeah. You've been told, you know, you need to get control over this. Mm-hmm. Even when you raise children or people raise children, they tell their children, you're going to have to get control over this. You know, we're educated to be God. Mm-hmm. We're educated to be your own God.
Yeah, that's true.
And that you build yourself up. You do this and you do that. And it just doesn't work. Because I don't care if there are very few people who can overcome an addiction. On their own.
Yeah.
And it usually, as it states in the book, it usually pops up again somewhere with something else or someone else. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, looking for a way out through human ways just is not complete. It's not complete. And, you know, you can't take the joy away from somebody that is complete in God.
Yeah.
And, you know, I use the illustration in the book. It's one of my favorites because I think it says so much. Michelangelo. Painting the Sistine Chapel. Mm-hmm. And he didn't go in there, you know, with how many gallons of paint he wanted. And he didn't go in there with, you know, with his roller and brush and just start painting. He didn't do that. He visualized it in his mind. He took measurements. He had to decide on colors and how they would blend and what those colors were going to say when people look at that. One of the seven wonders of the world, or, you know, he went in there and he had a plan. And he could see the end result of the plan. Amen. In here.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ calls for you and I, Robert, he has a plan.
Amen.
And he sees the end result for you and for me. And that end result is how he treats us. He puts on, gives us the robe of Christ's righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he was here, you know, he seen what the cross was going to be all about.
I know.
And, you know, but the Bible says he went through it because of the other side. You know,
he knew
what the victory was. He knew he was going there, and that this is just a temporary endurance he'd have to get through, which was physical death.
Absolutely.
But he, you know, and you know, I get into arguments with some of the theologian pastors sometimes, but I firmly believe when Jesus was hanging on that cross and they were taunting him and, you know, berating him and all that, he had the opportunity right there.
Sure.
Say, you know, especially, you know, even the thieves on each side were getting on him. He had the opportunity right there to say, Father, they're not worth it. Take me home.
Right.
That had to be a temptation that he had.
Oh, absolutely.
He could just say, you know what? Forget them. You know?
Yeah.
That, I firmly believe that was one of the temptations that he had.
Oh, it had to be.
Through,
you know? It had to be. And, Satan was right there to try to make it happen. Absolutely.
Yep.
Tried to get him down off that cross.
Yep. Amen.
Yeah, that cross.
What he said, if you're him, come down. Then we'll believe.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine what that would have been like? Say, you know what? You guys aren't worth it. And then he just comes off the cross, says, bye, y'all going to hell. Boom, and off he goes. Because he's the only human being that ever qualified to go to heaven on his own.
Yeah.
The only one. That he could have been up there. He goes, they're not worth it. But he didn't do that. He said, Father, they are worth it.
Yeah. Yes, and so, see, he took somebody like yourself and like me, and I'm here on this podcast today because I want to tell people that there's a way.
That's right. And this podcast is all about others. Get the word out. That's our ministry mission statement. Get the word out.
Yes.
We help other people such as yourself to get the word out that there is a way.
Yes, and I don't care what your addiction is.
That's right. Amen.
I don't care how long you've had the addiction.
Amen. Yeah.
I don't care of anything that you've done. That's not the point. The point is there's help. There is a way. I know the way. I know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I know what he is. And to come to believe that God is good all the time.
Amen. That's right.
All the time.
Amen.
Regardless of what it looks like, regardless of how it sounds, regardless of how you feel, which, by the way, that's one of the major things in the book, as far as I'm concerned, is feelings.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Feelings.
So let's go over the last three steps here. You got step five. What's step five?
Okay, I'm trying to remember.
I'm trying to remember
because it's been 2 years in the making.
Amen.
And and I'll tell you what, it's the victory, and I know I'm missing one step, but I can't quite remember.
Let me see if I can help you out here. real quick. Give me a second.
Experiencing the victory and living how to live a victorious Christian life.
Amen. Let's see. From bondage. I got to find my notes.
Yeah, I had to find. I was going to get my notes, too, because, you know, it's I'm getting older now, and I'm forgetfulness is part of my life now.
Not a problem at all. So let's see if I can get this here. Where are we?
You know, tell me how many people do you think live by their feelings?
Probably 100% at some point in life.
Yes.
Okay, identify a problem. Declaring helplessness, letting go of the problem.
Yep.
Then giving God control, step five.
Yeah.
There you go. Then there's a step six, proclaiming the victory.
Yep. And seven, how to sustain.
Sustain your life, living a Christ-sustained life.
Yes.
Amen. So tell us about step seven then.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, Jesus said, this is the work. And so I'm all about letting people know that it's not their work to make themselves good. It's not their work to do good things. Those are all a result of a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so to live a Christ-centered life, Jesus said, this is the work. It's to know me and my Father who sent me. And so to know is a bigger thing than what we usually experience. Because I can know all about God and still miss the mark and still not be free. I was there. I know that. I can know all about him. But unless I have an intimate relationship with him, then it amounts to nothing. Because he said to the ones on the left-hand side in the judgment, mm-hmm. You know, they're saying, look at all the things I've done.
Yep.
I have healed people. I have cast out demons. I have done all of these things. And it's almost shocking that he would say, I can't have anything to do with you.
Yeah.
Go away from me because I don't know you. And in the book also, and talking in Genesis, when Adam knew Eve, she bore a son. That's how they stated it. When he knew her, they bore a son. That's the same word that intimacy that's used in Genesis is when Jesus said, I never knew you.
Amen. Amen.
So the relationship has to be more than a knowing. It has to be experiential. It has to be inside.
Yeah.
As well. Amen. As, in fact, inside, unless you have him inside, what you do on the outside are only, it falls flat.
Yeah.
When the Holy Spirit is speaking, then things happen because it's the Spirit that's speaking.
Yeah.
Amen. And before I ever come on a podcast, that is one of my main concerns, is that this is not about me.
Amen.
This is not about the book. It's about the knowledge and the principles that people can apply to their lives on an everyday basis that will make a difference in their life.
Mm-hmm. I get asked a lot, You know, how many people listen to your podcast? A lot of people listen to the podcast, you know. So who's going to hear our message? The person God designated to hear it.
Absolutely.
There's a difference between listening and hearing. That's why yes. Jesus said, if you have ears to hear,
yes.
hear.
Yeah, yeah. So
he didn't say, if you listen to me, everything. No, everybody there was listening. He said, yes. if you have ears to hear,
yes,
then you
yes.
hear, you know.
Anyway, yes, yeah, you have absolutely. To internalize it. Yeah, it can't be just, you know.
Yep. Because even the Pharisees were listening.
Yeah.
But they didn't
yes.
hear. Oh, so
yes.
so we're going to go to hell too? You said it, not me.
Yeah.
I love,
yeah,
well, I love his interactions with the Pharisees. That stuff could be on Jay Leno or something, you know.
I mean, yeah. Just, yeah.
He just turns it right around on them every time.
Yes, for Amen. Sure.
Amen. Ruth, this is all so fascinating. How can someone order a copy of your book? Is it on Amazon?
It is. It's live on Amazon now. Amen. And yeah, it. I think it doesn't matter who you are, or if you think you don't have any addictions.
Oh. the devil's got you trapped. He's giving you that lie right there.
Because about, you know, everybody has something that seems to be bigger than they are. And to acknowledge that and confront yourself with it and allow God to speak to you, because he will.
Yeah,
he will speak to you in regard to this. Not to condemn you, but to free you.
Amen. Amen.
You know, he gave me an understanding of the Good Samaritan that I never understood before. Mm. Because, in short, I'll tell you, I was the one who was traveling the dangerous road, knowing that there were thieves and robbers along the way, which the devil is. Mm-hmm. And, but I went anyway. And sure enough, he confronted me. He wounded me to the point where I was dying and left me by the side of the road. Nobody knew what was going on inside of me. So the pastor didn't notice that I was hurting. There wasn't anybody in the church that knew that I was hurting. But the Good Samaritan, who was Christ, came along and saw my wounds, and he poured his blood and the Holy Spirit in the wine and the oil into me.
Amen. Amen.
That's then great. he picked me up and he carried me to the Father, who is the keeper of the inn. Mm-hmm. And he paid the price.
Paid the price. Amen. Praise God.
For my healing.
Amen.
And so the Lord showed me that the story of the Good Samaritan is actually the gospel.
Praise God. Amen. Yeah, amen. I love that. I love that. But as we get ready to close, now you also have a few other books published as well, correct?
Yes, but like I was talking to you beforehand, the book of
practice books.
You practice books. The book of poetry came first, and I needed to know how it worked. So I put that together and published it. And then I put together a series of blogs that I had written. Mm-hmm. And it, you could almost use it as a devotional. Mm-hmm. And then I put together a series of testimonies from other people's experiences with addictions mm-hmm. and stuff. See, I was getting closer and closer to revealing.
Amen. Amen. And then you put it all out there and
I put it, yeah.
Amen.
And I am free.
Amen. Well, if someone wanted to get in touch with you to ask a question, or maybe even do an interview like this, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Well, I'm on Facebook. They could message me on Facebook, Ruth Kreiner. I have an email. They could email me at Ruth Eek, R-U-T-H-E-E-K, at Comcast.net.
Okay.
They could do that. I'm a little hesitant. Yes, blessingsyou.com. And it's blessings, plural, no space, you, Y-O-U, .com.
Amen. I'll put links to all that down in the show notes below. Amen. Folks.
Thank you.
Almost everyone, as Ruth said, has some type of secret sin that can be classified as an addiction. Almost nobody is exempt. Not in this day and time in which we live, amen?
That's right.
Ruth Kreiner's latest book, Freedom from Bondage, God's 7 Steps for Freeing Captives from Secret Sins and Failures. It will take you down the path to meet Jesus and receive your deliverance. You can overcome these habits with his help, amen? Go down in the show notes, order your copy of Freedom from Bondage, God's 7 Steps for Freeing Captives from Secret Sins and Failures. In fact, I'm willing to bet you know 2 or 3 other people that the Lord's putting on your mind right now that would also enjoy a copy of Ruth Kreiner's new book. And at the time of this recording, folks, Christmas is fast approaching. You could be a huge blessing in someone's life by purchasing 2, 3, or more copies of Freedom from Bondage, God's 7 Steps for Freeing Captives from Secret Sins and Failures. Share them out as Christmas gifts. Amen. Be a blessing in somebody's life. All right, go down the show notes and click the link right there. They're right down there in the show notes. Order your copies today. You know, Ruth, it has been an absolute pleasure to talk with you today. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you for the opportunity. God bless.
Amen. Amen. That is all the time we have for today. Praise God. For Ruth Kreiner, myself, this Pastor Bob Romani, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.